Today's daf is Gittin daf Chaf Gimel. Gittin Chaf Gimel. We left off a little behind. We left off at the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Five lines up at the bottom of the page. Zok the Mishnah. Hakol Ksheim Luchteip Esaget. All are kosher to write the get. Afilu Chayish Shaita V'Katan. All are kosher to write the get. Even a Chayish Shaita V'Katan are kosher to write the get. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, they're not B'nei Deya. If they're not B'nei Deya, they don't have Das, how could they be kosher to write the get? The Gemara will address that question right away. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Ha'isha kaisefes is gita. A woman can write her own get. Va'ish kaisef ha'shaver, and the man can write his own receipt. The receipt the man gets for paying the ksuva. He can write the receipt, she can write the get. Sounds funny, the chur, it's supposed to be coming from the other side. Says the Mishnah, the reason why he could do it is she ain't kim a get el b'chesamav. Because what makes the receipt a receipt, is the signature of the edim. So writing it has no status until it gets the signature of the edim, and therefore the wife can write the get, and the husband can write the shaver, and we're not concerned until it has the Edom signing it, and the Edom won't sign, obviously, unless they have instruction from the other side. So the get, the Baal have to give instruction, and the shaver, the wife have to give instruction to. Okay. Ask the Gemara right away. V'lavnei deinu nu, you said in the first line of the Mishnah that everyone can write a get, even a cherish, shaita, and a katan can write the get. We know they're not considered bnei deya, so how could people who are not bnei deya write a get? They're not bardas. The basic question is, it's going to be missing in lishma. We know a get, the kas of la, has to be written lishma. How could we rely on a cherish, shaita, and a katan, or bnei deya, to write the get lishma? The Gemara is going to give three answers. Answer number one, Amrav Huna. The case is where there's a gadol ayman al gabav, big concept, big aside. So let's say you have a cut in there writing the get, and there's a gadol ayman al gabav standing on top of him, instructing him to write it with lishma, and that helps the put lishma into the get, and it's considered a proper get. Ask Amar Leir of Nachman. Teravuna, Rav Nachman asked Teravuna who said the steretz. Elamata, according to you, if that's the logic, Emel Gabav helps. So Eiv Chavim Yisrael, Emel Gabav, Hachanam Dikasher. According to you, the same halacha should be if you have a guy writing the get and a Yisrael, an adult Yisrael being Emel Gabav should be able to make the get kasher. And Hachanam Kasher, maybe saying yeah, it is. Chitay Machanami, maybe say it is kasher. But Vatayim went to the Baisa, Eiv Chavim Pasul. We went to the Baisa, Eiv Chavim, when he writes the get, is going to be Pasul. Eiv Chavim writes the get, it's Pasul. And the truth is actually another Diak. There's a Diak because the next Mishnah says, on the Chitay Machanami, maybe you'll say that Eiv Chavim, when he writes the get, it's kasher. The truth is our Mishnah makes no reference to Eiv Chavim. Mishnah says that a Chayr Shaita V'Katan, if they write the get, it's kasher. It doesn't say anything about Eiv Chavim. The next Mishnah says that everyone's kasher being the get and excludes Chayr Shaita V'Katan. And in the exclusions, also is guy. It does speak out guy to exclude the guy. So there is, you could have said there's a shtickle diak, that when the Mishnah says, everyone's kasher to write a get, even Chayr Shaita V'Katan, it should have said even Eiv Chavim, and it didn't say that. Okay. But the Braisa says explicitly, and the fact that it didn't say it, could be a diak that maybe a guy is not kasher. By the way, you have a Braisa says explicitly, Vatanya Eiv Chavim Pasol. The Braisa says guy is taka pasol, but according to your logic that Gadol Eimel Agabav, if an adult Yisrael is standing over the person writing it, even though that person's not kasher, that adult Yisrael makes it kasher, so why does it work by a guy? Gemara says, guy is very different. Eiv Chavim Lidaite Denav Sheik Avad. A guy does it with his own mind. Meaning, by a katan who's not a bardas, so a guy's a bardas, he's just not a yid. But a katan who's not fully bardas, so he'll listen to the instruction of the gadol ayman agabav and he'll follow those instructions. A guy we're concerned, he has his own mind, he has his own ideas in mind, and therefore we can't trust him to listen to the lishma that the person's instructing him to do, and therefore it's no good. So a guy's tackle worse than a chayish of the katan. So answer number one was our food, and I was talking about gadol ayman agabav. Rav Nachman asked the question, if that's the case, a guy should be good, and then Rav Huna responded that a guy does it with his own das, and therefore a guy would not be good. Hadam Rav Nachman, let's see the next line, and then we'll get back to a little bit to speak out on gadol ayman agabav and on this whole Gemara, this big tasteless on Chaf Beis and Beis, we'll get back to him in a second. Says the Gemara, Hadam Rav Nachman, Lav Nosehi Da Amri. What I said before was a mistake. The deed that I kind of just pointed out a moment ago, for the fact that the Mishnah says explicitly in the next Mishnah, the guy's puzzle, legabe, the bringing of a get, kasher. So you see the guy, the guy's kasher. So this is the deed we spoke out, but in almost exactly opposite. We spoke out that when the Mishnah says, I call kasher, it did not bring in guy, which we reason say guy's puzzle. The Rav Nachman himself says opposite deed. The Mishnah spells out for us by puzzle later. Coming up later on this Amud, that a guy is possible to be the shliach to bring the get. And the Mishnah here did not speak out that a guy is puzzle by the writing of the get. So presumably, even though it wasn't added to the list, presumably a guy is kasher. So I'm wrong. So the fact that the Mishnah very shortly coming up apostles the guy be breaking the get, clearly that means for writing is okay. I the brisa v'atanya, but we did quote a brisa a moment ago. I the chavim pasul, the guy is pasul for writing get. Hahi, that brisa is Rebbe Elazar. Let's pause now because this Ahi Rebbe Elazar is really getting to teretz number two. This is actually going to be a teretz number two on our Mishnah. Let's pause before we see this that teretz how he reconciles the brisa with Rav Nachman's chazara that a guy would be kasher. We'll get back there in a second. But let's make a couple points of here. First of all, we'll work backwards. On the topic of Gadol Emel Agabov. So, Taisus asks, actually, we'll go back to the Taisus on Chav Beis and Beis. Right in the beginning of Taisus. Taisus asks from the Gemara in Chulin, Dafid Beis, where there's a diak over there that the Gemara says, V'kul sheshachtu, v'chei renesai, the Gemara there makes a diak, man tana delay by the second line of Taisus, delay by kavan l'shchita. Gemara makes a diak from the fact that the shechita is kasher with a katan where someone's watching it, and the shechita is done properly, it must be you don't need das by a shechita. That's the Gemara over there in Chulin on Dafid Beis. As Tais, it's a steer to our Gemara. Because our Gemara says very clearly, we have Gadol Emel Agabov, that Gufa makes a kasher. So the Gadol Emel Agabov makes kasher, and that, so you do need Das, you need the Shema over here, but the Gadol Emel Agabov, it helps it get to a status of the Shema. So over there too, if the Gadol Emel Agabov by Shechita, why is saying you don't need, why is the Gemara being a Raya? You don't need Das by Shechita, you don't need Kavana by Shechita, maybe you do need Kavana, and the Gadol Emel Agabov is providing the Kavana as a Frek Taisvis. So, The Rashba Chulin has the same diak, and the Rashba answers that in Chami, the Gemara's diak over there, that you don't need kavana by a case of shechita, came from the Reisha. In the Reisha of that Mishnah over there in Chulin, it sounds like if no one was watching, even if no one was on Magabov, as long as the Navi would tell us that the shechita was done right without any pauses, we know, we learned in Hilchos Shechita that if you pause in Chulin over there, if you pause a little bit, if the knife is nicked, there's different things that could pass the shechita. If you would, the only reason why it's a problem when there's no Gadol Agabov, the mashmais, at least of the ratio over there was, because no one's there to tell you for sure it's done perfectly. And the katan's not nemini, he's a katan. But if someone, if you had a video camera, if a Navi would come and tell you that I saw it and it was good, it was a proper shechita, then it would be good, even though it's a katan without a Gadol Emel Agabov b'chlal. So the Rashba's answer is, the diik the Gemara has over there is a diik to a case where there was no Gadol Emel Agabov, whereas over here it's Gadol Emel Agabov. That's the chil between our case over here and over there. Cool. That's the Rashba's answer. But Taisa says different terrors. Taisa says that there's different types of Gadol Emel Agabov. There's Gadol Emel Agabov where you're giving instruction, like we explained in our sugya. He instructs the katan to write the get lishma. He's instructing the katan to write to get lishma. And then there's Gadol Emel Agabov, where he's just standing there, he's seeing it. So he could see if there was a pause in the shechita, he could see if the katan, or the cheresh, did the shechita wrong. But he's not actually instructing, he's not guiding. So such a Gadol Emel Agabov is certainly not infusing kavana. There's no kavana there because he wasn't giving any instruction. He just was a witness to see whether it was done properly. So that's why the Gemara in Chulin can make a diak, even though it's Gadol Emel Agabov, you see you don't need kavana. And our Gemara over here could say when you need the Shema, the Gadol Emel Agabov helps with the Shema, because in our case, he's actually giving instruction, he's dictating, he's directing the cheresh or the katan. Okay. Now, this idea of Gadol Emel Agabov, we're saying very clearly, Manar Sugya, it works for get, at least according to Ravuna, it works to make the get kasher, it works to make the get lishma. This shayla comes up by Gadol Emel Agabov, other places where you need das as well, such as matzah. The halacha is for matzah's mitzvah on Leil Pesach, for the matzah mitzvah, you have to make the matzah, there's a din of shimer, there's a din of doing it, l'shem mitzvah's matzah. The whole preparation, the kneading, and the watching has to be watched, l'shem mitzvah's matzah. So the shayla is, if a katan's doing it, could you utilize the power of Gadol Emel Agabov to satisfy the obligation, the requirement of matzah's mitzvah of shimer? So the Rashba and Tshuva, Sechelik Alf, and Tshuva Chavav, he brings that'll be a machlekes. According to Taisvis, that if a katan needs the dough for the matzah with a Gadol Emel Agabov, that would work to be considered shimer l'shem mitzvah. It would work, like we're saying over here, the gabiget. So it's like a gabiget works, it would work, a katan would work over there for matzah as well. However, makes a big criteria. Says the Rashba, that according to Taisvis, the way it's working is, the Gadol's instructing, once the Gadol's instructing, you could assume the katan who has some das, he's making matzahs, he's writing gittin, he has some das, he'll put in the lishma baget, or put in the kavana of the shei mitzvah, as he's being instructed to make the matzah, he'll taka, put in the kavana. But the kavana is coming from the katan. The point is, because ultimately the kavana is coming from the katan, the Gadol is instructing him to have kavana, but it's coming from the katan, the nafkamina is, by a shaita, it wouldn't work. Says the Rashi, according to Taisvis, a shaita you want to have the shaita to do a shimer on the matzahs, and you're going to instruct him to do it. If he's a shaita, he doesn't have das b'chlal, then we don't say the gadol amagabav is going to help in that case. In the case of, I'm not sure by get the wife here, it would work, but by the case of matzah, it sounds like for a mishnah at least that it works, but by the case of matzah, according to Tosfos, we're saying it's not going to work. That is the Rashba. However, he brings, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, it would work, and it would work even for Shaita. And he says the same idea you can find by Chalitza. That's another case where you need to know what you're doing. It needs to be a kivun. And we're saying over there it could work as well. And the Rabbi Yonah explains, the Rashba explains the lumness. The Rabbi Yonah is, because Rabbi Yonah held that the Gadol Ein L'Agabav, it's his das that we're using. The act is being done by the Katan, or the Chayrish, or the Shaita. And the Gadol Ein L'Agabav infusing das, it's like we're using his das. Maybe he's infusing it into this maisa, into this act of the katan, act of the cherish, act of the shaita. But his das is fine. It doesn't make a difference what lack of das there are by the cherish shaita of the katan. The das is being utilized. It's not like Tais is saying that he's instructing the katan, and therefore the katan has das. We're using the das of the Gadol Ein L'Agabav, and therefore it would work for chalitza, woodwork, for matzah mitzvah as well. The Magen Avraham says that lechori, if you take this Rashba, this machlokes, Tosfos versus Rabbeinu Yehuda, to step further, it would also be enough gemina legabit tzitzis. You're supposed to spin the threads lishma, l'shem tzitzis. And let's say you have a case where the strands are being spun by a katan or by a shaita, so it'll be telling this machlokes, says Magen Avraham, according to Tosfos, it would work for a katan if it's got the magabav and instructing him to do lishma, but not for Shaita, because according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, it would work for both. Other chayim argue on the Magen Avraham and say, you can't start comparing every case where there's a din of kavana or lishma. The kavanas requirement by different inyanim are not all, they're not all created equal. And therefore you can't combine, you can't be medama inyanin and say the same way Rashi, the Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yehuda argue, the way the Rashi was bringing, they would argue the gabe, matzah's mitzvah, that same achlokas be the gabe tzitzis, maybe not, they take issue. Okay, but one of the points, two other points for Tosfos before we go further. Tosfos back on Daf Chafez Amaz again. Tosfos asks a couple questions. First of all, Tosfos asks Vim Taimar, a few lines in Tosfos. Tosfos asks that Lechira, how could the Chayr Shet V'Katan write the get, even if the Gadlam Gabav is infusing Das, call like the Rabbi Yehuda, he's Mamash infusing Das into the situation, or call like Tosfos, he's putting Das into the Katan. Akati Halav Neshtichas Nenu. They're not mishlichas. We're going to focus in the next Mishnah about bringing the get. That's what we call a shlichas. But here too, writing the get on behalf of the husband, presumably, is some form of shlichas. And then up mishlichas, how on earth is it going to work? If you shleim as the taisvis, big yisai, delebi in a shlichas, b'ksiva, to v'kasav lava balkai, ela sefer. Even though we've had a couple of we've already discussed, that the mitzvah of a kasav is on the husband and the wife when she, right, if she commissions have to get written, she has to fully be makna. We have the tablet. Is she makna to the husband? Is she not makna to the husband? She has to be makna back to the husband in order for him to give it to her, because he has a din to be vikasav and vinasan to her. But vikasav isn't really on the husband. The husband is able to, the norm is to commission a sefer to write it. And since the whole din of the husband itself is b'chal, not that he should write himself, it's not an obligation on him, it's just to have it get written. So there's no din of shlichas. You have to come out to shlichas. The husband is being, you know, having the write it as his shliach. It's really a din that a sefer writes the gittin. There's no need for shlichas there. That's why he says, you say that the guy be the writing the get, you don't need shlichas. But then the Tosfos asks, but b'chlal there's a problem. L'chayr, a few lines further in the middle of Tosfos, in the middle of the line, v'im taimer v'la v'nei krisis nenu. Then not in the parsha krisis. We'll see later in today's daf, we'll see that not being in the parsha krisis can eliminate being able to be a shliach to bring the get, and who adin, l'chayr, to be involved in writing of the get. They're not b'nei krisis. How can they be involved in writing of the get? Tosfos is a big aside. Tosfos answers, since the katan, when he gets older, he'll be in the parsha of get and the parsha of krisis, the parsha of marriage, and a shaita who gets healthier is in the parsha. So therefore, he's called, and I guess who adin a chirish who gets cured, is able to hear. So that's called being in the parsha. The fact that they can change their status and be in the parsha, that's called being in the parsha. Big aside from Tosfos. So Achorinim ask on this, the halacha is that if a katan writes a sefer Torah, we say it's not good. Why is it possible? Parchment, even if a mezuzah l'chair also, would be no good. Why not? Why is it not good? Because we have uksavtem uksharten. That's why we learn also how the hand you use to write, it's just typically the more dominant hand, is used to tie the tefillin on the around the arm. That's how we know you put the tefillin on the weaker arm, the tefillin shiyad, on the weaker arm, because the same hand that does ksiv does the ukshartem. But the point is, we go the other way as well. And the drush is that someone who has the mitzvah of tefillin of ukshartem, can able is kosher to write, to do ksiva, to write a kisvei kodesh. Someone who doesn't have the mitzvah of ksharitim, namely a katan, cannot write kisvei kodesh. That's the drush. Ask the achrenim. But according to Tosfos, Gudi's not a bar kshira now. He's not bar tying up the ksharitim tefillin, but he will be. He's katan when he's the gil to godless. He will be. So why is that not enough? Tosfos here says it's enough for writing the get. So why is that enough for writing the other kisvei kodesh? Achiezer wants to answer a geshmak acham. Answer you said that there's a fundamental difference between tefillin, that it, when you say it's not a bar kshira, to not being, let's say, right now, bar krisus. Because tefillin, the mitzvah to wear tefillin is every day. And if someone doesn't put on tefillin, chalila, today, he has a new mitzvah tomorrow to wear tefillin, but he's not making up the mitzvah of today. That mitzvah's gone. That mitzvah's history. He's putting on tefillin tomorrow's mitzvah. He's wearing tefillin tomorrow. He's getting tomorrow's mitzvah. Same thing with many essays, like Krishma every day. If you miss, he missed the old Krishma. Now he's taking a new Krishma. It doesn't make him back in the mitzvah of yesterday. And therefore, says Achiezer, when you say the katan is not a bar kshira today, but he will be, it doesn't help, because being a bar kshira tomorrow doesn't help for today. Today, right now, he's not a bar kshira, and right now is when he's writing the Sefer Torah. He's writing the Sefer Torah at a time he's not a bar kshira. It doesn't work. Whereas, go back to the case of, let's say, get. Krisus, it's not a daily thing. Hopefully it's an ever-time thing, but it could be a one-time thing. The point is, whenever it happens, it doesn't make a difference even how often it happens. It's not something that's supposed to happen every day. It happens on occasion. Shechita, same story. Shechita as well. Shechita of an animal, also you wouldn't have this taina. Shechita of an animal, Taisa's halacha would still apply. You'd say this idea that a katan will become a gadol, and that makes him in the parasha, he's called menyana. A katan will become a gadol, he's in the parasha of krisus, he is menyana. The fact that right now he's not, is not an issue, because he will be in the future. Okay, let's go back to Gemara. Answer number two. So let's get our bearings. So we had a question. How could the Chayyash the Katan write a get? L'chayra, the Nafne Deya. Answer number one was Katan Imbal Agabav. We asked on that if that's the case, Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, Katan Agabav, then why not a guy? So Rav Huna the fucking said, a guy tak has his own das. On that, Rav Nachman said, my question was a mistake in the first place. Efshar a guy tak is kosher with Imbal Agabav. But Efshar a guy tak is kosher. But nothing to an Imbal Agabav. I'm going to give a whole separate shot. Why Chayyash Shait to the Katan? And according to Rav Nachman, guy also are kosher. We had a brace that says that guy's puzzle, because it's totally in a machlokes. The author of our Mishnah is the same author of that, the author of our Mishnah, it holds that Chayyash Shait V'Katan is kosher. He's going to be an author that holds that guy is kosher, and the author of the brace is going to be a different shita. Says the Gemara, Hahi Rabbi Lazi, that brace is the shita of Rabbi Lazer, Dame Eid Mesir Karti, he holds the Eid Mesir Karti, Vini Ksiv L'Shma. That brace goes like Rabbi Lazer. And Rabbi Lazer holds that Edim Mesira, the Edim that witnessed the giving over of the get is what makes the get. Rav Meir famously holds what makes the get. Edim Chasima, the Edim that signed the get. There, that was what gives the Chashivas. That's what makes the get a get. And based on this Machlaikas, whether it's Edim Mesira, Edim Chasima Karati, it develops a classic Machlaikas. Again, it's come up already in the past couple of days. It's come up in the, so far we're on Daf Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. It's come up at least a half a dozen times in Pesachta already. What's the famous Machlaikas, Rav Meir and Rabbi Lazar? Besides for Eid Mesir Karti versus Eid Chasim Karti, the Teilad of the Machlekes is which part of the get has to be Lishma. Everyone agrees there's a pasuk that says V'kasav La, we referenced it earlier, V'kasav La Lishma, there's a pasuk we darshan, V'kasav La Lishma, get a spirit in Lishma. But what does that mean? What has spirit in Lishma? According to our mayor, who holds Eid Chasim Karti, the Eidim that sign what makes the get. So that's what needs to be Lishma, the Eidim signatures. So every part of the get till now can be not Lishma. That was the same idea our mayor had a couple of hours ago. Our mayor says you find the get in the garbage, it's fully written out already. As long as there's no signatures, you can just sign and it's good. Or another din of a mayor, you find to get, you write a get on a parchment on something that's attached to the ground, on some material that's attached to the ground. You write the get. You can't have a get that's mechubel karka, it's mechusar ktitza. As long as you detach it before the chasim is edim, it's fine. Because Rameir's ikka kbed is on the chasim is edim. So the ksiv lishma is going on the signature of the edim. But the whole star, the whole get can be written even without lishma. Rebbe Lazar holds that no. He holds that the Edim Mesira make the get. The Edim signing on the get, the whole signature of Edim is only Takanas Chamim. You don't really need it. So it's there in case you can't find the Edim Mesira, you could, fall back on, rely on the fact that the Edim Chasima. But the Edim Chasima now makes the get. If that's the case, when the Torah says V'kasa of the Lashma, the Torah is not referring to the Edim, the Torah is referring to the get itself. Now we discuss, it means the Torah, the specifics of the get, not the Taifas, but the point is it's referring to the get itself. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the get has to be written Lishma, you can't have a Chayr Shait to the Katan write it. You can't have him write it. And nor can have a guy. The Bryce says a guy's puzzle is going to Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah says Chayr Shait to Katan's kasher is going like a mayor. That is Rav Nachman's answer. So answer number two, again, answer number one was that Gadloy Magabov, and answer number two is that we're going like, our Mishnah essentially is going like Rav Meir. Okay. Amar Nachman, I'm her mayor. Nachman points out, Rameh used to say, I feel much bashma, chasma, but not like kosher. We just mentioned a second ago, Rameh used to say that if you find the get in the garbage, as no unit, we have no clue how it was written, who wrote it, no das, no lishma, now that it's signed and you know who you're using it for, sign lishma and give it to the wife, kasher, it's a kasher get. Because the lishma, according to Meir, the lishma requirement was only on the chasima, not on the ksiva. Again, we had that back on Daf Gimel already. We had this design. Comes up again a couple. But for now, comes up a few times in the Masechta. Fine. Eisver over Nachman. So Rav is going to ask, the Mar is going to ask a slew of questions, a few questions now, to Rav Nachman against the Shitas or Meir. We're establishing the court to Meir that Eide Chasim Akarti, if Eide Chasim Akarti, all you need for Lishma is the signatures, that's it. We're going to ask a few questions. Question number one. Eisver Rav Nachman, the Kasav La, the Pasuk says, the Kasav La, Lishma, it's Gabir Lishma. Basic question, based on the Drasha. Mailav Ksiva is a get. Doesn't the Kasav mean the Ksiva of the get? Not the chasima, lie, the mar deflects, no, it means the chasima. The mar is maskim, obviously, the simple wording of the kasva means the chasima, but according to the mayor, that the chasima is nicker, we can interpret it that it means signing your name is also a form of writing. And therefore, the kasva is referring to the signing of signatures, that's what needs to be the shema, not the rest. Next question. Eisvei Rav Rav, Yisrael Kashtar Nachman, from the Mishnah coming up in tomorrow's daf, it's the new perek, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we will finish the second perek, start the third perek. The Mishnah starts off. Kol get shenichtav shlosha misha, any get written to shlosha shema, is possible. It's the first line of the Mishnah of the third parak. Now, it says any get that was written, not lishma. It sounds like the get is written lishma, not just the signatures. Ema, you're right, you have to tweak the Mishnah and say shenichtav shlosha misha possible. If it was signed, not for the sake of his isha, it's possible. So I'm not sure if over here the ema means switch the girsa, or I think what the Gemara really means, like you often find is, interpret the kol get shenichtav shlashma. What it really means is not the ksiva; it means the chasima. The nechtav shemisha is pasul. Similar question and answer. Eisvei kishu kaisvei. The brisa says when you write the get kilu kaisvei lishma. When you write the get for an isha, he writes as if he's writing it for sake. Now, what does that mean? My love, kishu kaisvei l'teiruf lishma kilu kaisvei l'teiruf lishma. It says when you're writing it, write it. It makes a kilu when you're writing it for her. When you write it for the sake of the woman being divorced, it makes it as if it was lishma. What's as if? So my love, the simple taich is, when you write the tariff, that's the tariff of the specific details, the name of the husband, name of the wife, name of the city, where they live. When you write those details, when you write those lishma, it makes it as if the general template, the stam template of the get, which is not unique to any specific husband or wife, that the template also is lishma, even though the template does not have to be lishma. According to anyone, we're saying, well, I shouldn't say according to anyone, but according to Sarah Meir, Sarah Blazer, the taifas need not be lishma, but writing the tariff lishma makes it as if the taifas lishma as well. Says my love, kshukarev kaisev, Kaisvei, the Torah of Lishma, Kilu Kaisvei, the Torah of Lishma. Now, but it sounds like the Torah, at the very least, has to be Lishma. This is Shver with Rameir, says Amar Lai. Kishu Chaisvei, Lishma, Kilu Kaisvei, Lishma. Simple, Rameir will answer, when you sign it, when you get aid to sign Lishma, because that's the only part that we need Lishma, according to Rameir, when they didn't sign Lishma, then it's considered as if the whole thing was written Lishma. Or a third answer. So answer number one is, how's Chayshav to Gadon Kasher? Because Gadol Ema Gabav. Answer number two is, how's the Kasher? Because going like a mayor, we don't care who writes it. Anyone can write it. It doesn't matter who writes it because it's the Chasima that really matters. Answer number three, it's Taka Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Ksiv Esbi Lishma. If Ksiv Esbi Lishma, why is it Kasher? Because they're not writing the Tariff. There says, I'm sorry, says Marvi Baisema, Hamas Aisa Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Lazari. It's Rabbi Lazar, the Amar, Ede, Mesir Karsi. No, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. This line is still answering the questions of Rav Nachman. We had a few prices that seem to be short of Mishnah, a Shver on Rav Nachman, who says the name of a mayor, that we're not makban on the Ksiv Lishma, we're only makban on the Chasim Lishma. Here we seem to have prices and Mishnahis that are makban on the Ksiv Lishma. So the first answer we said is, tweak it, to say you're talking about the Chasim and not the Ksiv. Or, Nethermore gives another option to answer just those last two questions, to say that no, that Mishnah, that price could be going like Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer holds in the Ksiv Lishma. Rabbi Meir holds not, but Rabbi Meir's a Tana. So these other prices also are Tanayim, named Rabbi Lezer, who argues our mayor. We know Rabbi Lezer argues our mayor. That doesn't bother us. So, Ibai Seyma, Hanim Asayis, Rabbi Mani, who the author of these two members we just quoted, Rabbi Lezer, this last Mishnah of Brisa is Rabbi Lezer, Dama Edim Sir Karti, who's Edim Sir works, and if Edim Sir Karti, that means the Ksiva needs to be Lishma, and that's the author of this Brisa, and the Mishnah prior that says, Yini Ksiva Lishma, it means literally Ksiva, we're not switching it to Chasima, and it goes like Rabbi Lezer. Okay, but now we're getting to a third answer, because I got ahead of myself, we're getting to a third answer to our question. Why is it Kher Shavu Katan Kusher to write the get? Answer number one was Katan Gadol Magabav. Answer number two was it's her mayor, and we don't care about who writes it because all we care about is the Chasimas. Answer number three is the Trouble Yezer, and we're talking about writing the Taifas, not the Tariff, writing the template component, not the nuance, not the details. Those details talk after you, the Shema, says Gemara. The Mark is the third answer. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says, the reason why it's kasher by Chesh HaTakot is because he left out the Tariff. Rabbi Lezi, it's talking about where you left out the Torah and his Rabbi Elazar. If it sounds familiar, it should, because that was Gufo we just had the other day, 2 months ago, back on Chafaf and Beis. We talked about a get that was attached to the ground, and he's attached to it, and you sign it, and it's kosher. So he pointed out that either goes like a mayor, the Eid Chasim Karti, or we said that also could go even like the Rabbi Elazar. But the case is, Rabbi Yudim Shmuel, same author, said, the case is you left out the Torah. You left out the integral component that has to be Lishma. That was Taka written after it was attached. Same story. It can't be written when it's ready, when it was ready, when it was still attached. Cause that's mechusar ktitza. It's talking about case, but you left that part out. That part was written only afterwards. The problem is, I didn't ask the question explicitly. I imagine one of the shayim addressed it. The problem is that, over there we were saying, we came out of that Gemara, that it was a kind of a bidyevid. You're not supposed to write the typhus while it's attached, because you may come to write the Torah while it's attached. But if you wrote the typhus when it was attached, and detached it, and now you have the typhus, the only the typhus written, but the Torah is written, once it's detached, it's kosher. So it's only bidyevid that it's kosher. Our mission is clearly saying, hakol ksherim, everyone's kosher to write the get, chesher zekatan, we're allowing lechatchila, the chesher zekatan, to write the typhus. It would seem like, and again, it sounds familiar, maybe I did see this in one of the shayim, it would seem like that for some reason the lishma concern of writing the Torah of lishma as opposed to typhus is less of a concern than if you write the typhus, the lishma, if someone writes it, you'll come to write the Torah of lishma as well. That's less of a concern than if you write the typhus when it's attached, you'll come to write the entire Tayrif while it's still attached. Could be taste over there already back on Chavaf and Meis addressed it, but someone addressed it back then that there's clearly a distinction by the, we're more concerned seemingly by the attached, when it's attached, than when it's a question of Lishma. Okay. Says the Gemara, for Rabbi Zreika, Omar, Rabbi Zreika says, again, who's Shia Makab Tayrif? Rabbi Lazar, of course, Rabbi Lazar, he attacked after the Tayrif Lishma. Now Rabbi Zreika argues, Rabbi Zreika, Rabbi Zreika ain't a Tayrif. I don't like this Taych. I don't like this pshat in the Mishnah. Mayna Teira, I'm a Rabbi Abba, Kana Diacha, She'ain Kayach Lishma. For Mary, Damre de Chesim Karti. What it means, Ain a Teira means, I'm not accepting this approach. Rather, the middle approach, which was, if we go like a mayor, our Mishnah goes like a mayor, who holds that you don't need Lishma in the writing of the get, you only need it in the signing of the get, and that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that the Cheshet Kadon Akasher, for Mary, Damre de Chesim Karti. For Amar Rabbi Chanam Rechanan, Rabbi Lazi. So we just said, in the name of Rabbi Zreika, Amar Beichanan, that we don't like his third teretz, that goes, that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer, rather goes like a mayor. But we have Rabbi Bechanan named Rabbi Beichanan, the same ultimate author as Rabbi Beichanan, saying that the Mishnah is Dafka Rabbi Lezer, not a mayor. Answers the Gemara. Answer we have often in Shas. We don't love it, but we have no choice. Amar Ninu Valib Rabbi Beichanan. Clear, unless we say that one of these Amarim got it wrong, we have a machleika, unless we say that one is making a mistake in their transmission, obviously there is a machleika's Amarim in what Rabbi Beichanan said. They each had a different opinion of what Rabbi Yechon had said. One had the Rabbi Yechon's opinion that Rabbi Meir is the author of the Mishnah. That's the most recent opinion. It's Rizreika. Whereas Rabbi Rechana held that the Gemara's third answer that Rabbi Lazar is the author of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Lazar, we're talking about a case where you left out the Tayrif and therefore it's not a problem of the Chayr Shait V'Katan writing it. Okay. Zog the Mishnah. Hakok Shein Lov Yes Get. All our kasha to bring the get, to be the Shliach to transmit the get. Chutz mecheresh shaytivikatan, the suma of evichavim. Who's not kosher to bring the get? Cheresh shaytivikatan, a suma, blind person, and a guy, evichavim. Says the mission now. Kibla katan vigdil, if the katan accepts the get. Kibla katan vigdil, cheresh vinespakach, shaytiv nishtapa. Let's say the katan accepts the get, and they became gadol. The cheresh accepted the get, and they gained his hearing while he's bringing it. The suma accepted the get, and they regained his eyesight. The shayta regained his sanity. Shaytim Mishtapa. Ayvichavim, the guy accepted the get, received it, and then he became a yid, and his gayer. In all these cases, possible, still possible. Still possible because the original appointment was in a stage where they weren't fit. However, says the Mishnah, interesting chiddush, Aval, Pikech v'naskarish v'chaz v'nispakach, Pasuch v'nisam v'chazer v'nispatach, or Shafa v'nisat v'chaz v'nishtapa. So three cases, if he was a normal person, and he became a chayrish. He became was appointed as a healthy person, became a cheresh, and then he got healthy again. Or if he's appointed as a person that could see, and then he became blind, lost his vision, and then he's able to see again. Or he was a healthy person, became a shayt, and then became healthy again. In those cases, kosher. He's kosher to deliver the get. Zach Klal says the Mishnah, kol shetchilasa v'seifib das, as long as he was initially and in the end with das, he had das. In the beginning he was competent, in the end he's competent, that's fine. Kosher, he's kosher to deliver the get. The Gemara will zone that a bit more shortly. Says the Gemara, Pishlam Cheshet V'Shaita V'Katan. I understand Cheshet V'Katan cannot bring a get. They can't be a shliach to bring the get. They're not paradas. Since they're not paradas, the pasuk says the concept of shlichas. One of the concepts was learned from the fact that it says the Yikr Lechem Ish celebrates Avis, and we know that often a person separates a Korban Pesach for many people, not just for one for himself, and therefore that's a concept of shlichas. And it says where the pasuk says ish. So we learn that the shlichas requires a man, and that will exclude a cheirish, a shaita katan. We get that. Lav neidei nenu. Ask the Gemara v'chav nami. The Gemara first spells out. V'chav also is excluded. Lav v'hartarian. He's on the parsha of getting it all. He does not on the parsha of divorcing to be able to be involved in the delivering of a get. Okay. El asuma my life. Asuma is a regular yid. Asuma has a din of get, a din of kedushin and getin. So why can't he be the one to deliver the get? I'm Rav Sheshes. Ironically enough, Rav Sheshes was a suma. Rav Sheshes was blind. I'm Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes, lefisha eni adeya, mimi naitlai, umi naitlai. He doesn't know who he's getting the get from, who's receiving it from, the husband namely, and who he's giving it to. He can't see them. The mice, he can't see them. Ask the Gemara, Maskar, Rav Sheshes. Before he even addressed this issue, he can't see them. Jump at Taisvis, second to Mount Taisvis. Since when do you have to see the husband and the wife? Don't forget. Sounds like you see them, sounds like you have to know who they are. But this is just a get who's doing the delivery. He's a delivery man. The ultimate what makes the get kosher is according to our mayor, the Edim that signed in it, that are testifying that we know Reuven wants to divorce his wife, and these are the names written in the get, and it matches up. Or according to Eliezer, Edim is Seber, it's even better. Edim that are present when the get's being given over, they're the ones that give the get status and make it a kosher get. So why would the shliach have to know who the husband is, who the wife is, says Taisvis? Mekan, Mashma, from this Gemara's Rabbi Sheshes Taina, that you don't know who you got it from, who you give it to, sounds like the tzarech, at least at a rabbinic level, tzarech sheyakir hashliach shezeu abal vezeu ishtay. It sounds very, you have to always know who the husband is, who the wife is, otherwise you can't deliver the get, which is a massive chiddush. Since when do we say the only person that's able to deliver a get is someone that knows both husband and wife? We never find such concepts. So tzarech says, b'shema, yesh lechalek, dafka suma shech latayseh v'yesh lachash, yesh l'shem yetehu. A suma is already very trickable, because you can't see, so it's much easier to trick a suma. So dafka by a suma was their concern. Dafka by the Summa was their concern that maybe he'll be tricked, and therefore we're more machmir that he should know who the husband is, know the wife is. That only over here are we concerned that he can't see them, and therefore it's a problem. But normally, a regular shliach who we don't know who they know and who they don't know, so we're not concerned people are going to try to trick them, because you're not going to try to trick someone who, for all you know, it knows exactly who the people, who the parties are, and they're going to come out looking like an outright chakran trying to play games. So therefore, we're less concerned by a person. Dafka by a suma, we're concerned. Okay. By the way, so the Gemara says, there are Sheshes answers. The reason why a suma is no good is because he doesn't know who's taking from, who's giving to. Ask Gemara, I'm asking about Yosef. According to logic, haich suma mutabishtai, how is a suma permitted in his wife? Haich suma mutabishtai, how is a suma mutabishtai in his wife? Haich suma mutabishtai, how is a, by the way, I think Yosef was also blind, right? Yosef was also blind. Unbelievable. The two man Amram giving answers. I know basically got sick of God's learning, but I feel like I remember who was it that says.
Later in his life, he was blind, not at the beginning.
Yeah, later in his life. Isn't that the Gemara in Kedushin? I maybe mixed up for Sheshes, so I'm pretty sure. Reish says, Reish, if you tell me that a person who's a Machuyev and Mitzvahs, sorry, someone who's Ainu Mitzvah Vaisa gets more schar, I'd be happy if you tell me that a Summa is Patam and a Mitzvahs, because I do it anyway. But now they tell me a gadol mitzvah, so one who's mitzvah gets more schar than one who's not mitzvah. It's considered a greater thing to do the mitzvah mitzvah than someone who tells me that sumas chayiv mitzvahs. I'll make a yom tov derabanan. That's one of the major sources Yom Shishlaim over there brings. That's the source for making a suda bar mitzvah. Because we're basically saying, if I find out that I'm a chayiv mitzvahs, then I'll make a suda. The point is that over there, the nekuda why be pater is because of being a suma. Okay, says the Gemara.
He also forgot his learning, right?
Yeah, we just mentioned that. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Both he had. It wasn't one or the other.
No, we're not saying, but yeah. It's okay. Says the Gemara, Maskar of Yosef, Haich Suma Mutter Vishtai. How's the Suma Mutter in his wife? Haich Adam Mutter Vishtai Sev Laila. How's the Suma Mutter in his wife if you can't see her, according to your logic, that you're not sure who it is? And how's anyone Mutter in their wife at night? Aye, Lechaira, they don't know who it is. Teretz is. They do know who it is. How? Elbatvis Ani Dekala. By recognition of the voice. Being able to recognize the voice. So that's how the mutter in relations, hachanami, between the call, so too the gabi the get, being able to recognize the husband's voice, the wife's voice, they could, the suma does know who's who, and that can't be the reason why suma's pater. Elam Rebasev, the every says, you know why suma's, not pater, I should say, is disqualified for being the get. Why is the suma disqualified for being the shliach? Hacha b'chuzlar saskinan. Over here in our mission, we're dealing with the get that's coming from chuzlar. To bring the meimar, before nechtav, before nechtav, which you have to declare, the shliach bringing the get has to declare before nechtav, nechtav, the lemats the meimar. A blind person certainly cannot declare before nechtav. So according to your logic, Abaye says, according to your Pshat Rabbi Yosef, if the person was initially healthy when the Baal gave him the get, when he watched the get being written, It was b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav indeed, b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav indeed, because he was able to see. And then he became blind once he was already appointed as an agent, according to you. The matziyamer, the guy could say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav, and therefore, the kasher should be kasher. Is that going to be the case? Is it kasher? V'aktani pasuach v'nestam v'chos v'nespatach kasher. Our Mishnah said very clearly that if he was able to see, became blind, and then was able to see again, then it's kosher. Chaz v'stapach in, lichaz v'stapach lay. But if he wasn't able to see again at the end, it wouldn't be kosher. So according to your logical basis, it should be because now you could declare before now, for who cares, they can't see now. He'll have tefias ayin to call. You could say someone who became blind later, maybe not have the same tefias call. Okay, but the point is, lichaz should be kosher. According to you, it's not. According to you, it should be kosher, and it's not. Answers the Gemara, Gishmak Teretz. Hu adin, diafagav the lichaz v'stapach, even if he's not able to see again, it's still kosher. The Mishnah says, if he was able to see, became blind, then able to see again. Lav dafka. He doesn't have to be able to see again. The fact that he has to see initially, that's enough. Why does it say it? Says the Gemara. Over there, by sight, it doesn't matter. Once he's able to see initially, that's enough for us. But by das, by becoming a shaita, the fact that he was sane initially, and now he's a shaita, that wouldn't be good enough that he initially was sane, and now he's a shaita. It would be a problem if he's a shaita right now. He has to get better. In that case, he has to get better. And therefore, we said the same lushan, a parallel lushan, by blind as well. He was able to see, became blind, and then he was able to see again. We say it just to parallel the case of shaita. Says Gemara, I did the tani shapa v'shat v'chaz v'shapa. Time to chaz v'shapa. Over there, dafka has to get better. So hach holy chaz v'shapa. If he didn't get better, if he didn't come sane, lay would not be qualified to be a shliach. Tanam pasuach. Therefore, it says by the person who was able to see and then became blind. It says v'nestam v'chaz v'shapa. Patach, it says he became able to see again, but lav dafka, you don't need it. You don't need him to be able to see again. And Amar Rashi, Rashi says very geshmak, that it's meduyik, if you look at the Lashon Mishnah, it's meduyik that this is not just a dichoy, that was saying it's lav dafka became able to see again. It's like a meduyik. Why? Because what did the Mishnah say? Zaklau. Take an amidik toni, zaklau, kosh tchosu v'sefei, bidas kasher. As long as he had das betchila, and das b'seif is kasher. Now that's a virtue of the word of das. That's relevant for the sheita or for the cherish. The suma was never not a bar das. He's always a bar das. It didn't say, kol, that was, whoever was kasher in the beginning and kasher at the end. That would have been more general lashon to include suma. It didn't say that. It only said lashon of das. You know why? Because dafka the cherish and the sheita, who were able to see the beginning and then were considered bar das, they were healthy in the beginning, and then lost their das, lost their hearing, lost their status of being sane. Only by them they have to go back and become sane again. But by the Summa, he doesn't have to come back and be able to see again. The fact that he had to see initially was enough, says the Gemara. For Lake Tani, it says, Kosher Chos V'Sefer Das Kasher. For Lake Tani, doesn't say, Kosher Chos V'Sefer Kasher is Kasher. Shema Amina, because by the Summa, Yitaka don't have to be able to see again at the end. The fact that you're able to see in the beginning, that is sufficient. Okay, Gishmaka Diak, to back up the terrace, to support Rabbi Yosef. So that is Rabbi Yosef's explanation of the Mishnah. We're talking about the reason why Suma is puzzle is because we're talking about getting the kosher chutz laretz, and he cannot declare b'fani nechtav. It's a technical issue. Boy, minei mermami. Eved ma'ash yasa shliach. Can the eved be a shliach l'kabba get isha miyad bala? Could the eved be a shliach to accept the get on behalf of the wife from the husband? Could he be a shliach or not? Amalu, midika puzzle le'ev chavim. For the fact that the mission speaks, before we go further, I want to just make one good point. We're a little slow on time, but let's quickly speak at one point. This idea of tfiyas ayin dekol, of recognizing the voice, which Rabbi Yosef says, how every suma can live with his wife, every person can live with his wife when it's dark outside, when there's no light, and you have to be concerned that someone else. So really, this conversation comes up already in Chumash, that the Ramban of Chumash asks, why wasn't Yaakov afraid that Yitzchak would recognize his voice? Why was Yaakov when he went to go steal the brachas? Now the truth is, he says to Rivka, that maybe my father's going to see that I'm a tricker and he's going to curse me. And she says, Allah kilas l'vini. So there was definitely some concern. But why wasn't he concerned just simply about the voice, which ultimately ended up happening, kol kol Yaakov, v'dayim d'Esav. Okay. But the Ramban writes that two answers. Answer number one is that Esav and Yaakov, twin brothers, they had very similar voices. Their voice was similar, even though maybe the nusach, the tone, right? Ultimately, Yitzchak Avinu does say, HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Dayim D'Esav. But the point is, initially, he wasn't concerned that it would be a dead giveaway because they had similar voices. Or, interesting, he says that Yaakov was able to do, a copy of Esav's voice. He was able to alter his voice. The Ramban writing about this, the concept of imitating people. He was able to do a good imitation and come with Esav's voice. And therefore, he wasn't so concerned. So the Sefer Nechman Lamara asks that according to this, come back to our sugya. And our sugya, why are we saying that person can live with his wife in the dark, or a suma can live with his wife and recognize the voice, and it's good. Once there's a concept of mimicking voices, right? So why aren't we concerned that the isha is mimicking the voice, and therefore it should be a problem for a blind person to live asleep with his wife, or a person in the dark with his own wife? Says the Sefer Nechem Amara. Very interesting. This is a skill that's more commonly found by men. It's a skill that men have. It's not a skill that women have. the men have this better skill of imitating someone else's voice more than women, and therefore it's not such a concern. Interesting teretz. The other chayim argue in the same echatesa, where you find that it's a skill that men have more than women, should be the same problem, and they want to suggest that we're not really so chayshish that someone would do that on a regular basis. Meaning, a one-off trick, maybe yeah. On a regular basis, not. So you're not going to be worried every time a guy goes to live with his wife that maybe someone is constantly mimicking his wife. It's not a concern. What's not a concern? On a general basis, it's not a concern for the one of either. In a one-time case where Yitzchak is giving the brachas, Yaakov wants to do a trick, so one time it could be done. But the concern that someone's been able to mimic and mimic consistently is not such a concern, and therefore not chayshish. But interesting that the Rabban Chumash already addresses this issue at Fiyaskal, the Gabe Yaakov and Esav with the brachas. Okay, so back to the question. Can an Eved accept a get, says Rami was asked, can an Eved accept a get, can he be mekabel to get on behalf of the Isha from the husband? Amalu, so Rav Ami answers, the fact that guy is puzzle top of base, mechal to Eved Kasher. The fact that Mishnah spells out that a guy is puzzle to deliver the get, so that means the Eved Kanani would be okay. She'd be okay to Eved Kanani would be okay to receive the get on behalf of the Isha. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Bechanan, no. Ain't Eved Asa Shliach Kabba get Isha Biabala. The Eved is not a Shliach to accept the get from the husband on behalf of the wife. Why? Lefisha Eina, we referenced this idea earlier in the daf in Pesach. Fisha Eina B'Teiras Gita V'Kedushin. Because we actually said, and even the Gemara, we referenced it. He's not the Parsha of Labar, before he said Lashon Labar Teira, he's not the Parsha of Gita V'Kedushin. Maskar V'Lazar, Taima, the reason why he's saying that the Eved Kanani is possible from receiving the get for the Isha is because B'Mos L'Lesay, it's because since he is not Shaykh to that matter, he's not part of Gittin and Kedushin, therefore he can't accept the get for the Isha. But sounds like B'Mos L'Lesay, something which he is involved with, he would be able to be a Kasher Shliach. Kasher, he'd be a Kasher Shliach. We have a Kasher, we have a Kusi. We have a guy and a Kusi, Legabe Truma. This is B'Tos Truma, Din of Shayu, when they have their own produce. There is a din of truma on their own land. There's a din of truma that's not included in the Mishnah in Terumas. There's a Mishnah in the third pack of Terumas. Ayvachavim, Vakusi Sharma Mishlehem. A guy, Kusi, that took truma on their own produce. The Lachis Trumas, the Trumas Chal. So we see a guy and a Kusi. They're in the Parsha of Truma on their own produce. They're in the Parsha of Truma. Utsnaham, we learned in the very first Mishnah of the Trumas. Ayvachavim Sharm Shay Yisrael. Afila Bershus, if a guy takes truma on a Yid's field, if he takes truma on a Yid's field, even with the Rishus, the permission of the Yid, he was instructed by the Yid to do it. Ain't Trumas Trumas Nachal. My time, Namashim Dechsev. So the reason why it's no good is because he can't be a Shliach, even though he is in the Parsha, because when he has his own produce, he has a din of Truma and a Trumas Chal, but he can't be a Shliach. A guy is just excluded from being a Shliach. Avicham and Akusi is just out of the Parsha. And the source would be the following Pasuk, Dechsev, it says by Truma. Gamatem, says the Pasuk, Atem Gamatem, Midar Shematem Yisrael, Avshachem Yisrael, that only a Yid is kosher to be Shliach, not a guy. So this exclusion would exclude a Kusi, it excludes a guy, and it would exclude Eved Kanani. So how can you tell me Eved Kanani was only possible by Geb because he's not in the Parsha of Gittin? But let's say the guy of other Dino, he's in the Parsha of, he'd be kosher, he should be excluded from this Atem Gamatem. Omer, Amrit, Rav Yannis, the answer, no, not so fast. We mean the Kepeda is that just like you're a Bnei Bris, so too, your Shliach is Bnei Bar Bris. That's where the Eved Kanani differs from a regular guy, even though he's an Eved Kanani. He has a Bris Milu when he comes to Eved Kanani, therefore he's a Bar Bris. He's a Bar Bris. So Ma'atem Bnei Bris, so too, Shliach of Bnei Bris, Eved Kanani could be a good Shliach because he is a Bar Bris. Amar B'chir Bar Bar Bechanan. Ein Eved Asa Shliach, Kabbal Get Isha Miyad Ba'alol, Fisha Ein B'tayz Kedu Kedushin. Again, the same memra that yet earlier, Eved cannot be accepted again on behalf of the wife. He can't be shliach to accept it from the husband because he's not potentially kiddushin. V'afal pisha sheninu arayach shivcha vodech ben chayrin. Even though we learned that if a guy says you remain a shivcha, a guy says shivcha kananis. I want you to remain a shivcha, but I'm freeing your uber in your stomach. Halacha is a ma'isim ubra. If she's taka pregnant, zachsalai she's zeicha in the freedom papers on behalf of the uber. So even though the shivcha herself can accept freedom papers on behalf of uber, and here we're saying that an eved cannot accept a get on behalf of the wife, so still the halacha is that those are the facts. Says Mar Maya Maisa Ubra Zastloi. What does it mean that if she's pregnant, that the eved is zeicha? What's unique about this din? Says the Gemara. Kiasar Shmuel Rehuda Amar Rabbi Yechon Tarti Amar. Rabbi Yechon was saying two separate psakim, meaning Nirin Devarim Sheeved Mekabel Get LaChaveray Miad Rabbi LaChaveray. It makes sense that an eved taka would be allowed to accept the get from, not from his master, but from his friend, on behalf, Miyad Rabbi Shechaver. The get over here actually refers to the get Shechaver. An Evan can accept a get on behalf of his fellow slave from the rabbi of his friend. So, his own rabbi, he cannot. But for the to accept the get on behalf of his fellow who's a slave by a different master, to accept it from the other master, that's fine. Let's say him and some other slave both together work for the same master, and that master gives him a get for the friend, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for him to accept the get on behalf of his fellow slave under the same master. But under a different master, yes. And if someone's going to whisper you and say, Zu halacha shenuya, this halacha is taught clearly in the Braisa. If she's a mubaris, if she's pregnant, then she's echem after the child. So that seems to contradict what we just said, that an evid cannot accept a get for a fellow evid under the same master. The ish is accepting a get for the uber in the stomach who's under the same master. How does that, why is that not a stira? And really, tell the person who asks you such a question, the combination of the following two Talmid Chachamim, they explain the matter. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak, Chan Amar, Mahmani Rabbi, one said, first of all, one establishes that the author of here is Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Amar Meshach Chatzi Avdekana, who says the concept that a person who frees a half a slave, the slave goes free. Now, there could be a big understanding that doesn't work, because Gitiv Edwan Gachas, maybe I would think only works on the full Evid. No, there's a concept of freeing a half an Evid. Chanamar, my time is Rabbi, what's Pshan and Rabbi? In our case, by the Shivka with the baby, Kasav Obriach Imai, just like you're saying you're free in Evan, Chatzi Evan, Evan goes free, Chatzi Evan, so too the Isha, the Uber inner is like one of her varm, it's like one of her limbs, and therefore freeing her is like freeing one of the limbs, which Taka does work. There is a big lumpness over here, there's a big question. I mean, again, the issue of course, the first bring up, how do we take care of the issue of Gitiv Edwan Gachas? The answer is that the Gabe, even a part, just like you can free a part of Evan, the Gabe freeing a part of her, also was saying that the Yad, it doesn't mean that she mamish has her hand, but the Yad for going free, for accepting the get, that does come, Bivas Achas. But the big question, again, there's a famous Reb Chaim Brisker on this. It's also, I think, believe Yosef Engel and Mesaftas Para as well. There's a discussion that when we say Uber Yerich Imai, there's a big discussion to say that Uber Yerich Imai is only mitzad the Uber, not mitzad the mother. Meaning, from the mother's perspective, it's a separate entity. It's not, I mean, to an extent, we say it's not a problem of Yitzah and Shabbos, so it's not fully a separate entity, but in many regards, we would say that like Gabi, the mother, she doesn't need the Uber in her stomach to survive. The mother survives fine without the Uber in the stomach. And therefore, like Gabi, the mother, it's not another limb. It's not a separate entity. Like Gabi, the Uber whose whole life is dependent on the mother, the Gabi, the Uber reviewed as Yerich Imai. But from the mother's perspective now, there's such a lumpness at the Chorin speaker, Chaim Brisker, the Reis Fengel, you have to know over here how that, I mean, he talks about this Gemara, you have to know over here how it stems with this idea that she can accept the get on behalf of the Uber, and it works because it's like Yerich Imai, even like Yerich Imai, perhaps it could be as far to say that it would still be problematic. I believe, if I remember correctly, there's a stira in Rambam's that Reb Chaim is coming to answer. I haven't seen it in a long time, but Reb Chaim is coming to answer Rambam's. In one place, Rambam says that if a person accepts a get, again, not our Gemara to discuss this din a moment ago, but Halach Lemaiser, Rambam means that if a person accepts a get shichur for half of the Evid goes free. But if you accept a get shichur just for the Uber doesn't go free. So the question is, why not? If you hold Uber Yechimai, it should be accepting it for half the person. Why Takalach Lamaisa? Is Ram not possible? We say in our Gemara. So the answer, if I remember correctly, is Rechaim says this because Rambam held that Mitzad the Uber, we say Yechimai. But Mitzad the mother, you're not saying Yechimai, and therefore she can accept the get for the Uber, even though she can accept the get for partially for herself. That would be the reason why we would perhaps Paskin like this Gemara. That would be the logic to the other side. We'll close over here. Pick up the Ram, Hashem. Have a